This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a two for Tuesday, and I have another pair of Red Sox tickets to give away in one half an hour at 9:30, and then you can win all day long. Hopefully you caught the code word at 7. That's all you need, and you have to be the ninth caller, and I will tell you when to call. For those, my last words, hopefully on the Met Gala, for those who were rightly so concerned about Bill Belichick and how whipped he is, at least Jordan did not make him go to the Met Gala last night. So maybe there's hope for their relationship. I will say, I believe the Miss Maine competition is this weekend, and is he going to be there like a pageant daddy? Is he going to be there while she's doing that?
100%.
Yeah, I would think so.
He is.
Yeah, I do wonder if, unfortunately for her, the last 2 weeks will impact the running of the pageant. Well, because
You mean she is, does she think she's running the pageant?
Well, no, because I mean Miss Maine, the people that are judging the competition, the pageant,
yes,
they need somebody that is going to represent Maine in the right way, and yes. I'm not saying she wouldn't, I'm just saying I wonder if this will impact it.
She should be the winner, I would think, based on all the publicity she's getting, right?
But sometimes they don't want all that publicity.
Well, who does she have to blame?
No, I agree, Curtis. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, of all the shocking things, like, if you told anybody in 1995 that the Patriots would be the greatest dynasty in the history of sports, that somebody would laugh in your face. This end may be more shocking than the zenith they reached with Bill Belichick. It is so shocking. He's being dragged around by this nutcase, 24-year-old, sitting on CBS This Morning wearing a sweatshirt with mothballs for Navy when he's coaching North Carolina.
Yeah.
So absolutely insane.
I'm assuming, is it in Portland or where is is the pageant? Like, I assume he's going to be there with the rest of the family members. Clapping for
supporting.
Do we know what? What is it?
Portland. You're right.
Great city. Great food city.
Oh, great.
Love Portland. Highly recommend that you go to Street and Company while you're up there, Bill. But
that you Italian send Jackson.
Place. That Italian place we went to in Portland was so good.
Oh yeah.
Via something.
What was it?
Via Vecchia.
I think yes.
Good
great
memory.
Spot. Excellent spot right there on the cobblestones.
Do you think Bill's doing prep like? Game day prep, like, okay, what if they ask you about world hunger? Go. Like,
he's helping her study?
Right.
I bet she's the favorite, though, Miss Maine. Hands down.
Why would you say that?
Oh, of course, because of all what's going on with her. Like, she's, like, number one, you know, like, trending out there in the public eye, all the publicity she's getting. If I'm a Maine resident or I'm, you know, pushing Miss Maine, I want her to get there because she then has a good chance to win. Is it Miss Universe or Miss USA?
Miss USA.
South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as.
My favorite take on this, has to have been when Principal Dave said that this was Bill doing this on purpose. This is all a way to play the media. Of all the dumb things I've ever heard, that stands alone.
What would you guess her talent is?
I'm trying to look up.
I think we're watching it in real time.
Does she do like a cheer?
He does. No, oh, yeah. I think she grabs old people's nuts and holds on to them.
I bet she does like a chair and a couple backflips.
Right. Oh, she might flip. Oh,
she's like, okay, watch. I'm going to make your wallet disappear.
No.
You see your reputation? There it goes.
No.
I'm going to use my Jedi mind tricks to make you buy me a Porsche. Mm.
Just got to be careful out there.
Thank you, Bubs.
The word is that he did buy her a Porsche, which is a nice. That's a nice gift.
Yeah, it's a really nice gift.
German engineering.
Nice. I think it's a two-seater Porsche. Was
then
it a
I heard some scuttlebutt.
Stop. You are just...
I heard some. No, this is just. I heard this on the streets.
Yeah, I know.
Something about a Bentley.
What?
Wow, not bad. Love a Bentley.
I don't know where this came from. Like, I just am hearing this in my head.
You do take in a lot of news.
I do, and people just say these things to me. Something about a Bentley that belonged to somebody else that he was trying to get back or something for Jordan.
What?
Which is a very nice thing.
Maybe it's a company car that Bears used as the PR guy, and now it's hers.
Maybe.
Not bad.
But that's a very, very nice thing.
That is a nice company car. The Bentley?
Bentley and a Porsche.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one would you do Monday to Friday, and which one would be your weekend?
A Bentley would be for special occasions.
It would be?
Yeah. Bentley, I'd be too scared to drive
that. That's the weekend car?
Yes.
Just a Bentley?
Yeah.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Good for her. I really wish I could get into this Miss Maine website, but...
Okay. Let's, if we could, get to the robot uprising finally, hours later.
And now...
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
The robot uprising.
I'll be back.
On Sports Radio WEI.
So in China, a humanoid robot woke up. And when it woke up, it tried to attack its handlers. So... there is video that goes along with this for those watching on Twitch or YouTube. But if you're not watching and you just need to be walked through what exactly what happened, the robot was being held by a crane, but feet on the ground, crane on its back.
Terrifying scenario.
Yes. Wakes up, starts thrashing, starts going after its handlers, throwing its arms around, walking towards them out of nowhere. The only way they were able to stop the robot is... one of the men was able to get behind the crane and pick it up off the ground and get it away.
Hmm.
This is not good. This is bad news bears.
Yes. They are becoming sentient. They're becoming human-like before our eyes, and no one is sounding the alarm on it.
No.
What, Shine?
Are we sure that the guy standing next to the computer didn't just, like, wrongly press a button? Because as soon as he walks away and walks around, it's not like the robot turns around and tries to whack him.
Shine,
like, it's just flailing.
The thing is restrained, wakes up.
Yeah, but it's not controlled by AI. It's controlled by the computer that he has, right?
Wakes up and goes after the human handler.
Yeah. It starts walking towards them.
What?
But it's a robot. It's not like an android.
You can see it right now on Twitch or YouTube, Wiggy.
Oh, okay. I can't see it on Twitch, but I'm going to Google it.
I mean, if it was just the handler controlling it, wouldn't the handler say that?
Well, no.
To
if
media
he put
outlets,
I don't know. But like, it's also just a video. There's no quotes from the handler about it going wild either, is there?
Well, they posted the video.
Okay.
And saying that it was going wild. So, I mean, it's a bad look for them if they're trying to create a robot.
Because it's interesting. He specifically does something on the computer, turns his head, and that's when the robot starts to react. And then he's like, oh, crap, I made a mistake.
Chime, that doesn't terrify you?
No, not even a little bit.
Oh.
Because you want to know what you could do with that thing? It's called have a bat handy, and you're fine. That thing's not getting anywhere close to
work,
you.
Though.
You're also the guy that thinks 100 men could take on.
I was going to ask.
Well, a primatologist agrees with me, so.
Are you talking about the guy at the San Diego Zoo?
No, I'm talking about the woman expert I played as my lead the other day.
Oh, there's now a guy at the San Diego Zoo who's in charge of the gorillas who agrees with you.
Yeah, see?
No, does
the
not agree with
agree.
Him.
What's that?
Does not agree with Shime. Daryl Hoffman. He says that the gorilla would win.
Isn't that what Chime said?
No.
No, I said the 100 people would win.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
The gorilla would win, hands down.
Complete disagreement from you, Chime.
Well, a woman who spent her life studying gorillas agrees with me, so I'll take her word.
This guy works at the San Diego Zoo, bud.
Cool. So I could, Greg, I could go start working at the zoo if I wanted to, too. It doesn't take any qualifications. The woman who claims that the 100 people could beat the gorilla is a scientist. That takes, like, years and years of study and school and, you know, getting a degree.
I believe you have to be a zoologist to work at a zoo shine.
Well, so not necessarily. He could be cleaning up the crap.
That's
one,
not Daryl.
Oh, damn.
1v1.
Ooh.
Yeah, you see that, Wiggy?
Oh, damn.
That's the first time you're seeing it?
That's the first time I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that thing doesn't even have eyes. It's fine.
It's scary.
But if it hits you with one of those chops.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're in for a world of pain right there.
It depends what the material it's made out of.
I bet it's metal, though.
But how dense is it?
They woke the thing up, and he's like, get me, I want out of here, and I'm coming after your jugular.
Yeah.
Like, that's clearly what the robot's doing. That's terrifying.
Then why does it just randomly stop?
Because they're grabbing at it. They're trying. I mean,
they got the crane up.
Yeah,
but no, he stops before they even got the crane up. The guy just grabs the back of the crane, and the robot's already stopped.
If you listen closely with the sound on, you can hear the robot saying, "I hit him. I hit him."
They should have that robot on the sideline at the Celtics games, so whoever shoots too many threes when they come out, they get chopped
and
by
you know
that
what
thing.
Pisses me off about last night, too, is the Knicks literally missed 6 free throws in the first 20 minutes of that game, and it didn't even bite them. Like, they were missing every free throw in the first half.
Yeah.
Tatum missed a few, too, and his streak was over.
Yeah. I mean, you're not... Curtis, you're not worried. They'll win this series.
I am more worried about the series than I am about robots. But
really?
Yes, I'm not worried.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't
that does look dangerous, though. Now that I see that robot going crazy,
One on one though, mano a mano, 1v1. Would you take robot or gorilla?
Gorilla all day. It's not even close. It's not even a question.
Over a
versus
robot?
That robot? Oh yeah, the gorilla would make him rubble in about 10 seconds.
What about the robots that have, like, the guns? Have you seen those robots? Yeah. And
we're talking, like, Terminator T2? Like,
yes,
what are we doing?
Yes.
Well, yeah, like, if the guns, then that's different. Then that's advantage robot.
Yeah.
You know, because you got guns. Unless
you
gave
but
a
if you're
gorilla
just talking hand-to-hand combat, gorilla wins all day.
I have a question about something that was robotic in the football world, Greg.
Yes.
So, yesterday, the Ravens released Justin Tucker.
Yes.
Who has had, I don't know how many allegations.
16, I believe.
Of sexual assault or misconduct with a masseuse or separate masseuses.
Multiple masseuses.
Okay.
Like a 10-year period.
Right. And so, no word on if the Chiefs signed him yet, but their statement read, "Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult. And this is one of those instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. Justin created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens, and we sincerely wish him and his family the very best in the next chapter of their lives." So make it out to be a football decision and... honoring the legacy, in a way, of Justin Tucker as a Raven. Mm. This went over like a fart in church. It was ripped from coast to coast on social media. And I have to say, why would you make it a football decision? It wasn't a football decision. Justin Tucker is one of the best kickers in NFL history.
Yeah.
It's a decision based on the allegations that are against him. And if you believe those allegations to be credible, then why are you celebrating him? Right?
Yeah.
In order to release him, you have to believe that the allegations are credible, correct?
Yeah.
So if you
also, I think the term release is not one that I would use when sharing this story. But do they have to do that legally or something? Because nothing has been.
Yeah, probably, I would imagine.
Adjudicated or proven yet or something.
So then release him.
That's what they did.
Yeah. Right. But you could still, to Curtis's point, you could still say, you know, due to off field. Situations.
Or maybe they felt like, well, we'd still love to have him, but this is all the stuff that's going on is not worth it.
Well, there's a code of conduct, and if you make the team look bad, then grounds to get released.
I think it's even simple where you say, you know, at the Ravens, we take violence against women incredibly seriously.
Yeah.
as we will allow the courts to do what they do, it was time to say goodbye to Justin Tucker despite his great on-field accomplishments. Boom. Move on. Right?
Is yeah, that pretty simple? Point.
Also, the way they worded the end of the statement is being ripped by some people where they said, for Justin Tucker, his NFL career will not have a happy ending. That was poorly worded, Curtis.
That was not great. I would say the Ravens certainly whiffed there.
Well, I would guess, but yeah.
Did they draft a kicker or are they?
I think they did.
Okay.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
The kid from Arizona that they drafted, Tyler Loop kid?
Yes.
The kid, Shime had him going third in his mock.
Yeah, he's my number three overall kicker.
Yeah.
All right, so they knew they were going to do this.
And at the end of the statement, it's weird. They just have a white suit that says missing. And I don't know what that's in relevance to, but.
I guess we'll see who signs him.
All right, well, we're going to play your Hill Notes back coming up in just a little bit. Still have time to leave a last-minute voice note on any topic. And here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Before you get to that, though, I would like to say thank you to Northern Spy Restaurant in Canton. They brought some food in this morning. And they are a New England-style restaurant known for their focus on locally sourced ingredients. And it is patio season over there at Northern Spy, so the food is fantastic this morning.
Yeah, they brought a lot in. I'm dipping into the feta dip with the pita bread. Delicious.
You like a good feta dip?
Love.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Very good. Wiggy, you happy with everything this
morning? Yeah, I had a little bit of the salad. The salad was good.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Skinny.
There's a salad flex.
Yeah, what
feta
do you have?
Is great on almost everything, Greg.
Yes, it is. So go see them in the historic Copper Mill location in Canton and visit northernspycanton.com to learn more.
And trending is brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics drop game one in overtime to the Knicks. Final score 108-105. The guys led by 20 in the third before completely letting their foot off the gas. The Seas went cold in the second half from three but continued to shoot. The Jays each had 23 points in this one, with Tatum ending with 16 rebounds as well. Kristaps Porzingis went out with an illness and Sam Hauser exited with a right ankle sprain. The Seas off tonight before game two tomorrow at the TD Garden. As for the other NBA playoff game last night, the Nuggets go up after a game one win over the Thunder, 121-119. And the Red Sox back in action tonight. They have the Rangers in town. First pitch at 6:45 with Lucas Giolito.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you! He will take the mound, opposing Nathan Eovaldi. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. Good job, Shine. That was good.
Thank you.
The NHL draft lottery was last night, and the Bruins fell two spots to number seven, with the Islanders winning the top pick. It's the first time the Bees are picking in the top seven since 2006. The first round of the draft is June 27th. And there was an NHL playoff game last night. The Maple Leafs lead the Panthers now after taking game one 5-4. And quickly in the NFL, Washington, D.C. will host the 2027 NFL draft. The draft will take place across the most iconic landmarks, including the National Mall and Pennsylvania Avenue, placing the Capitol at the center of it all.
The dude at the San Diego Zoo says gorillas routinely take 55-gallon drums full of water and toss them around like tomatoes.
Yeah.
Shine.
That's great.
Just as a heads
That's
up.
Not 100 dudes.
They said a gorilla could bench press over 1,800 pounds.
Yeah.
And could jump like 25 feet or something ridiculous like that.
He also said that they're hardwired to survive.
Right.
So.
And they can run up to like maybe like 23, 24 miles an hour. Right. So humans would not stand a chance.
No. Shime and his ilk are hardwired to flex. That's they're not hardwired to survive. They are hardwired to flex. So
all I'm saying is you let me handpick the 100, easy win.
And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. By the way, Greg, I mentioned in passing that the Arctic had added ice for the first time in a long time. And the anger and rage I feel from people who are in pursuit of a greener world makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
That would like be doing Awaken 180 and yelling at people for saying you've lost weight.
Yeah.
Like if it's working or whatever the hell's going on, why wouldn't you celebrate it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's such a bizarre world. Anyway, 58 degrees and cloudy. I hope your day is full of whatever ice you want. Afternoon high, 70.
Also, we've gone all morning without a mention of Bubs Edelman making the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's right.
Yeah, I don't want to do trending for
you. No, I'm sorry. I had that on my mind. And
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved.
Gets the votes from the fans.
You knew that was coming, though, over Vinatieri and Mankins because he's still fresh on the mind. He has his podcast, so like fan votings, you know that they're obviously going to vote him over Vinatieri.
Well, I would not merely say it is because of his podcast.
I'm just saying that he's top of mind.
Vinatieri deserves to be in the hall before Julian Edelman.
Edelman does?
Not even a doubt in my mind.
Jeez, Curtis.
What is the dynasty without Adam Vinatieri?
It's just top of mind, right?
Yeah, but what's the second half of the dynasty without Julian Edelman?
I think we saw from Tom he could have won with many different receivers.
Yeah, but I mean, without Julian Edelman, you don't have that comeback versus the Falcons. You don't have the Super Bowl MVP performance against the Rams.
But
those things matter.
Right, but in order to have this opportunity, you had to have somebody to build the foundation of it. And Adam Vinatieri's kicks, the kick that nobody talks about in 03 against the Titans in that below-zero game at Gillette Stadium, the obvious one in the Snow Bowl, the one to win the Super Bowl from 48 yards in the first Super Bowl.
One against us,
the one
against Carolina.
The Panthers from, I think, 40 yards right down the middle.
I mean, Julian's well-deserving of it, but I think just because he still has everything going on, he's top of most fans' minds.
Yeah.
And when most fans kind of think about it, that's the direction that they would obviously lean.
Curtis, do you still have that Celtics team we saw last night beating the 86 team?
Yes, without a doubt. Okay.
Yeah, no, I fell off of that one. I think I'm going to have to circle back.
Yeah.
Did you get the weather, Curtis?
I did.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back with Hill Notes and a chance to win Red Sox tickets on a 2 for Tuesday at WEEI. Before we get to Hill Notes, Red Sox tickets to give away. So if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, and you know the code word that I gave to you at 7 o'clock, you will win a couple tickets to see the Red Sox and the Braves on May 16th. At Fenway. I know it's early. Is it okay to judge the Red Sox on May 16th, Curtis? Or
yes.
do I have to wait till June 1st or June 15th?
I got to tell you, first figure out the real ID, then judge the Red Sox.
Must be real ID compliant or whatever it is, real ID adjacent by tomorrow. And then we can focus on the Boston Red Sox.
Our big boss, Mike, came down the hall and he said, Chris, that's a promo. I don't know. You and Ken figure it out. But the news station nobody can trust. The Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, I don't know. It was very confusing. I just don't understand. You were right, Curtis.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it's a day that ends in Y or A.
I don't understand why everyone has to go through the rigmarole of getting the real ID if you can just fly with a passport.
On every day that ends in A.
Uh-huh. Like what? Can you explain it to me, please?
Because maybe a lot of people don't have passports.
Okay, well, why don't you just tell everybody they have to have a passport then?
Because it's easier to get a real ID than a passport.
Well, why don't you just make it easier to get a passport?
Because we don't want to do that in America these days.
So we just have a bunch of people getting the real ID? I mean, I don't know. I just...
Well, that's why. I mean, if you have a passport, you can travel anywhere in the world, and you can travel in the United States. If you have a real ID, you can travel anywhere in the United States. If you just have a license that's not a real ID, you need one or the other.
But they're still telling you that everybody in the United States has to get a real ID.
Right, but if you heard the news cut, that was from the news. Yeah. They say real ID compliant.
It's just very confusing to me because my ID was up for renewal a year ago, and they said, you know, instead of just getting another regular license, you should get the real ID because you must have one. Must. And then when I was at the airport the other day, a woman got pulled aside because she had her passport and she had her regular ID, but she didn't have a real ID. That's all.
Do you agree with this texter on the Subaru of New England text line that my air drumming is horrendous?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I feel like it's spot on.
I think your air guitar may be better than your air drumming.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So guitar is a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Especially air guitar versus air drumming. You got to really be on beat.
Am I off like beat wise?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's the issue. Like you're hitting the drum when the drum is not being hit.
Well, maybe I'm hitting the cymbal at that point. You don't know because it's air. It's an air cymbal.
It's true.
And are you ready for this nugget, Greg?
Yes.
45 to 50% of Americans have a valid passport. So over half the country doesn't have one.
Okay.
Which is why they need this.
And you also still let people know that you still can fly with a regular driver's license. You just will be pulled to the side.
Right.
All right. Because that's what they made it seem like. If you didn't have a real ID or a passport, you couldn't fly. And that was what the panic was about. But you still can fly. You just are subject to being asked multiple questions. See, that's the confusion here. No one's answering the question.
Is this accurate, Curtis, the go-to expert on this? You're not going to be allowed into a federal building going forward if you don't have a real ID?
Is that accurate? I don't know.
This is truly the least confusing thing on the planet. You need a real ID or one of the several documents we heard in the news story that the TSA says is real ID compliant. That's it. It's really, I don't care about personal anecdotes. Those are the rules.
Okay. But you may already have a passport, a passport card, a military DOD card, a DHS trusted traveler card. We have a whole list of acceptable identification that you can use in lieu of a real ID.
Like, how can it be any clearer?
But Wiggy asked the question, so if you just have a regular license, you cannot fly. You need to have the passport with you.
No, in order to avoid a long process where you are interviewed directly by the TSA about who you are prior to going through security, you need to travel with a real ID or a real ID compliant form of identification.
So you can still fly with just a regular license.
Get there earlier.
That was the question, because initially they made it seem like if you just had a driver's license, you couldn't fly. That's what they put us all in the panic of. That's why I was rushing to go get a real ID.
Okay. What do you need to get a $1.50 hot dog at Costco? Is that real ID or just a passport?
Full membership.
Yeah. And first and last month's pay.
Okay. All right. Hill Notes are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
It's electric.
Celtics lost last night. Missed a record of 45 threes. The weather sucks. I'm wearing red today, so I don't know what the esteemed color analyst Shanee would say. Courtney, I'm on the verge of a crash out.
I'm with him. I was ready to crash out, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. The weather is depressing.
Yeah.
We got to get better soon, Curtis, right? Is it like Sunday? The sun will be out?
Tomorrow the weather will be real ID compliant.
Okay, good.
Oh, man, y'all are so wrong on this morning non-sports talk show. Golly, y'all. No respect on the Knicks. No respect. They just keep proving y'all wrong, man. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, couldn't do jack. Not surprised. And this, folks, is why Tatum will never be the MVP.
There you go.
Doesn't help him.
No, it doesn't help the argument.
I mean, if you're a guy, a superstar like his idol, Kobe Bryant, and you can take it upon yourself to win a game like last night's game, then
you got to take over.
There's no denying the value that you have.
And it really doesn't matter what you do in the first three quarters. It's about what you do in the fourth quarter. Because, I mean, that's one of the things that if you look at Jalen Brunson, it really didn't matter what he did in the first three quarters. You know, he wasn't great in the first half, but when it came down to nut cut time, he made plays in the fourth quarter.
Courtney, stay on the phone with me until the Celtics hit a three.
Is it every Uber ride or just some of them?
Just some. If I happen to be on the phone with them when I enter the Uber, and it's more so my dad than my mom. Uh-huh. He'll say, oh, you got in the Uber? Okay, why don't you stay on the phone with me till you get out? And there's some times where I say, Dad, no, Mom, no. But they always ask.
I don't want to tell you what happens in your own family. My guess is your dad does it at your mom's request.
I don't know. He's worrywart.
Probably your mom's more than anything.
Didn't your mom go investigate your room in Florida?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, she didn't come. She just wanted to make... She was upset I was on the first floor.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So she's probably
dangerous.
More of the... Do you have mace?
Yeah.
All right, well, keep that handy when you're in the back of the Uber.
Yeah.
Is the first floor the most dangerous floor at a hotel?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So you never stay at motels?
No.
I have in the past.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, it's not safe.
You always request a higher floor?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so
yeah.
Somebody can't scale the wall. No,
well, they, it's like if you could walk around the building and then right. just get in through one of those windows.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Can we get a sound clip of Shine singing that and use it like home runs, slam dunks? I want to be the very best.
Hi, Courtney, it's your mother. So, when Santo comes home from the game on Wednesday, he might want to get a little frisky. So why don't you give us a call and we'll stay on the line with you. All right? Thanks, hon.
Ew. That's gross.
So he's still going to the game.
He's going to the game.
With his Knicks friends and not you.
Yes, and I have to be completely honest. Yesterday, last night, he texted me and said, hey, I can get a fourth ticket if you would like to come now. I was just offered. It was convenient for him. I had just put on our calendar that I was doing a watch party with two of my friends that were not invited.
Oh, okay.
So
it was a pity invite.
I'm not going to call it that, Wiggy. I'm going to say he meant it with his whole heart.
Was the ticket with them?
I don't know. I think so.
What if it was like somewhere else and Courtney's sitting by herself?
Right, as
like,
Courtney's up in the 300s. He went online and bought one of those $100 tickets that were available.
Yeah.
Up in the 300s.
Yeah. But it was nice that he thought of me at that point.
That is nice, yeah.
I turned on the radio to hear about Celtics and the Red Sox and things we call sports. And you're talking about freaking dresses and the Met Gala. What is this? Get it together.
Yeah. Very strange that LeBron James was on the the committee for it.
Oh, was
and
he?
Then just didn't show up.
Wow.
He was hurt.
He was on the committee.
He was what?
He said he was hurt.
What do you mean hurt?
I got to pull
knee,
up.
Did he's he got have a knee injury.
Yeah.
Did he have a broken
problem.
Back?
I no, mean, he's got a knee injury.
He can put on some kind of outfit and show up for the Met Gala.
Well, there's a lot of stairs. It. He said, unfortunately, because of my knee injury I sustained at the end of the season, I won't be able to attend the Met Gala in New York tonight, as so many people have been asking and congratulating me on.
So many people have been asking him about it and congratulating him on it.
Yeah.
So many have.
Yes.
I see.
He says, hate to miss a historical event. My beautiful, powerful queen will be there holding the castle down as she always does.
Oh, so she went.
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
I don't know. I got to look that up.
LeBron and our president have very similar ways about them. Like, it's just so many people were asking. Nobody
congratulating
was
him.
What are you
so
talking
many,
about?
So many people were congratulating me for being on the Met Gala committee that I'm not going to show up. Because I got bounced out of the playoffs, and I'm a giant baby.
I wonder if he's still
tuning
paid.
In just for LeBron.
Well, yeah, I was excited to see what he was going to wear. I was explaining to Wiggy during the break, and this last Hill Note lever is going to hate this. If you are, you have to be invited to the Met, and when you're invited, you still have to pay $75,000 for your ticket. And then if you
what?
Are, yeah.
Who's going to that thing?
Now we know why Bill didn't go.
75 grand for a ticket?
Yes, if you're invited. But then if you're not invited, you can buy a table of 10. That's $350,000, I believe.
Oh, Jesus. Bargain.
They raised $31.5 million this year.
What a gigantic waste of time and money.
The smart thing to do is just buy the table.
Think about how many people you could feed in New York City with $31 million as opposed to people buying a piano to wear on their back.
Well, no. That was like a last-minute thing. He didn't have anything to wear.
Right.
It's like, hey, can you figure a way to strap that piano on my back?
Hey, hon, can you get some duct tape?
Save yourself some money.
I'm Andre 3000. Can I borrow your piano for 2 hours? I got to go to the Met Gala. Mm-hmm. I mean,
does everybody get to walk the Met Gala carpet?
I
That's
believe
another
so.
25 grand for that.
Yeah. Liberace was once at the Met Gala with a piano on his back, but he said he preferred an organ in front of him.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
All right, next.
I don't know much about Liberace.
A gorilla is not beating 100 men. Humans have been killing gorillas since the beginning of time. We always will win that fight. A gorilla does not have the stamina to fight 100 men. They're gassed after ripping 20 heads off. And lastly, gorillas are peaceful animals. They do not want to fight. They are fleeing at the sight of even 30 men. Come on now.
How about that?
I don't know. Somebody's going to have to actually do it.
Mr. Beast teased that he was going to do it. He's not actually doing it. I think it was just a joke.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, you can't get it done.
No, because people will literally die.
Because after the first 10 get mauled, the next 20 or 30 are running for the hills. Right.
But like, you can't think of it like that, Wiggy. You have to think that everybody's in enclosed space. And the idea is that only one or the other gets out, either the men that are left or the gorilla.
So it's fight or flight.
Yes, you have to fight no matter what. And so therefore, the 100 men would win.
But absolutely, it would not be that way anyways, because most people tend to fight or flight moment. Will kind of get in a flight moment, and then so now that only leaves about maybe 20, 30 guys that are willing to take on that risk, because the others are hoping like, oh, they'll kill it so I don't have to get involved, and then now it kills 30, and now everybody else is scared out of their mind, and it just takes guys out and just rips their heads off.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. National Nurses Day today. Thank you, all you nurses out there. You guys really keep everything moving. We appreciate you.
Speaking of nursing, my mom still breastfeeds me when I ride in an Uber, because it makes me feel safe.
I know what you mean, Courtney. Parents are the worst. I have to wipe with $100 bills. Anything less than that is just good enough for my bougie backside. Parents.
I totally know what you guys are talking about. I can't even calm down at night unless Lauren softly rubs my bottom with a Pikachu head puppet and then whacks it with a croquet mallet with Roger Goodell's face on it. What's with the stunned silence? Mine's just as weird as yours is.
Yo, I gotta get out of here. This WPS is out of control.
Guy does a pretty good job.
Yeah. My mom never breastfed me, though. So.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Thankfully, that's it. All right, Hill Notes brought to you today by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Well, I was wrong.
Jones and Keep up next on a 2 for Tuesday. That means your next chance to win Red Sox tickets, two of them, is coming up at 10:30 and then at 11:30 and 12:30 and 1:30 and all day long here at WEEI. This is Josh from Gloucester, where we will be in about a month for a road show. What's up, Joshua?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I just got a couple things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
The first thing was the real ID. You don't need that. That's a whole lot of BS. You know, you could, like, I traveled with school ID. They let me on the airplane.
Okay.
It doesn't really. But the second thing was, Porzingis getting sick. Do you think that it could spread to other members of the Celtics? And then the third thing was, everyone's downsizing like this loss as if it wasn't a big loss. In my opinion, I think Game One is the third most important game in the series, behind Game Seven and Game Four.
Yeah.
So, although we did lose to the Cavs last year, Game 1, usually we're used to seeing, like, Celtics lose Game 2s with already a 1-0 cushion. Do you think that this Game 1 is a lot bigger than people are making it to be?
What, Curtis?
I don't know. I just...
I think that this is an important loss. Like, I don't think that it's a good look for them. I also think that the Kristaps thing... It's not contagious. It's what he's been dealing with all season long, or the last remainder of the season, where he had some weird virus.
You think it is, though? I think it's separate from that. I think it's just he had an illness because...
You think he just got the bubble guts?
Yeah, because he's...
Can I ask a dad joke approval?
Yes, yes.
Do you think it's because Porzingis and other guys on the team had issues going number two, which is why they shot all those threes?
Could be. But he was fine. He was fine the whole first series as far as the illness, you know, at least from what our eyes would tell us by watching him on the court. Shimes, he didn't have a great series, but he looked healthy. He looked fine.
Yeah, I mean, I thought when Shimes says he's been off, it was really only his 3-point shooting that was off.
He hasn't played well in general since basically that Knicks overtime game in the regular season.
He hasn't been good in the postseason.
Wiggy, did you ever get the poops when you were playing a football game?
No. I always try to make sure that I did everything in my power to kind of empty the tank before I got to the field.
Okay.
Very smart.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, there are, I've been with guys who have the bubble guts. Bubble guts. Yeah, that's why you empty out the tank. Then if you're nervous, you got nothing. You got nothing left. You know, you always want to do that.
Not everybody has like the control of their bowels as you
do. No, but you make sure you eat certain you make sure you eat certain foods the night before in the morning, so when you get up.
Were you a steak and eggs guy?
So you don't carbo load.
Yeah, so you
Courtney
make sure.
Courtney can't go unless her parents are there with the training potty. Come on, you can do it.
There you go. It'll be all right. We'll go out for ice cream after this.
Friendly's moments. Yeah.
I feel like we shouldn't stop. Like, when James goes, he's so proud of the size of it. He's like, Daddy, look. And it is something to celebrate. It's like an accomplishment. We should never lose that joy.
Yeah, that's why you got to make sure you're a regular.
Right. I know Wiggy's kids were potty trained out of the uterus.
Yeah, well, you know,
took us a bit.
I mean, obviously, the older you get, the more of an accomplishment it is. Unfortunately,
right? That's true.
Make sure you take advantage of it, and you're going all the time, because if not, it'll mess up your gut health. Mm-hmm. Right. Mess up your gut health.
Biome. Okay,
and look at them too, so you know what you're dealing with.
Right.
I'll send you a thing if you want it. I'll IG
no,
the
we
group.
Don't. We don't. I don't want to talk about
what your poop should look like.
This is worth. Go ask Mike Thomas if this is better than the real ID discussion earlier.
Hey, this is for health reasons.
Right.
You want to listen. You want to try to live as long as you can. You got to know what it looks like.
Yeah. You know who's healthy is the horse that won the Derby.
Oh my God!
Right before that thing started, I don't know if you caught that or not during the Derby on Saturday.
Are we done with the horse racing stuff?
I like it. You don't like it?
No, it's so inhumane.
Really? Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's like
seem like they're having fun, the
horses.
They
certainly are not. Right. I don't think.
They're not.
Are you
and
having
then when
fun
you see the big tent go around them and you know that they're killing it.
Oh, they kill them right after the race?
Well, if they hurt themselves, they kill
them. People on the show, like, do they not exist in taking in any kind of information anywhere else in, like, during the day? Or, no, they don't kill every horse after the race.
Well, she said there was a tent.
There was, because one got hurt.
If one gets hurt, they take them out of their misery.
R.I.P.
Oh, if they break a leg, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Why can't a horse can't heal from a broken leg?
I don't think they can, actually. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not a veterinarian.
You were a zoologist a few minutes ago. Why can't
you? I know the basics about animals, but I don't know if horses.
I mean, what's the
purpose? He knows everything about gorillas, nothing about horses.
If a dog.
Yeah, I'm a primatologist.
But
I'm
if a dog breaks its leg, you don't kill it.
Right.
Or a cat or any other animal. So can a horse not survive with a broken leg?
Right. With all due respect, Greg, why do we save Greg when he falls on the puppy gate, but not a horse?
Yeah. And I wonder if they just kill them because their main. Worth on this earth, according to some, is to race.
Well, that's not true either.
Right.
It was amazing to me that every horse that was in that Derby was an offspring of Secretariat.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep.
That's wild.
When you have one that's at the peak of performance and build, you tend to breed it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe
somebody will answer my question. Because I know what I've heard.
Which question?
Well, why do you kill a horse when it breaks its leg? Because I heard when a horse retires after racing, they don't kill it. They just kind of let it enjoy the rest of its horse life. Mm-hmm. So why do you have to kill one that can heal from a broken leg?
According to AI, horses with broken legs are often euthanized because a broken leg can be a fatal injury and the cost and difficulty of treatment can make it inhumane to keep them alive.
Mm. All right. Because they're so massive and...
Right. The other leg's inability to bear the full weight of the
horse. Sad.
You know what we need for the show? I asked Ken about it, but it sounded like to him, obviously, that might cost more than $5, so he's not going to do it.
Right.
But we need, when you go to AI or ChatGPT, we need the audio version of it. And we could just ask that throughout the show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great?
A way to, like, settle debates quickly.
Right. Just immediately. And then you get the audio version of it.
Like our own version of, like, Alexa?
Or Siri.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
ChatGPT now, if you put a photo of you and your partner, they will tell you what your kids are going to look like.
Oh,
really?
That's
so nice.
You should put that up.
We did it. Yeah,
That would be a good part of dating apps because, I mean, we all love kids, but sometimes two parents don't make the best looking kid.
Oh.
So if you want to make sure.
What are you talking about?
You know, I'm not talking. I'm just saying there are some kids out there in general. You're like, ooh, who are your parents?
Oh.
You want to make sure.
Judging people based on their looks?
Well, I mean, we all do that. Like, don't act like you've never, you know, if you never saw Seinfeld, you got to see that.